This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, bootball,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg's Nick Turner. Intel stock is up 16% following a report that the company could be split in two. Nick, what are you hearing? How did this come about?
Yeah, it's a crazy stock gain today for Intel. It's up the most in a single day since March 2020, which obviously that was a pretty pivotal month. Basically there's speculation that Intel could potentially get broken up and that the various pieces would be worth more than what the company has been valued at. So when investors see deal speculation, M&A speculation, that they tend obviously to bid up the stock because they're hoping maybe something like that happens. That said, the various scenarios are really kind of early days, and there's not really anything super concrete that's going to happen in the short term. But there's basically two parts of Intel. There's the factory network, the places where the chips actually get made, and then there's the part of Intel that designs the chips and markets the chips, and each of those in the scenario would potentially get bought or become part of another entity.
You know, Intel was a big Silicon Valley darling, a dominant chip maker. So how does it get to the position where it's sold off or potentially sold off for parts?
Yeah, I mean, I guess in the broadest sense, it just kind of lost its technological edge. There's a thing that happened over the course of years under different leaders, but that led to a couple things. One, it lost some market share in its main market, which is selling processors for PCs and servers. And then also it kind of got blindsided by NVIDIA, which ultimately became the biggest chip maker because it dominated this new area of AI accelerators, the kind of chips that help people develop and train AI systems.
Did they not see NVIDIA coming?
I mean, it's hard to say they saw it coming in a way where they could get out ahead of it. They do have their own version of they have their own version of an AI accelerator, which is called the Gaudi chip. It's just really far behind what NVIDIA can do, and it's just not a very popular offering yet. But they are hoping to eventually have something that can compete more head-to-head.
You said it's early days, right? So it could be a while before something like this actually becomes a reality. But what does that then do to A, morale and within the company, and B, the stock price?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure within Intel, it's a very it's probably a scary time, a time where they're nervous and no one knows what's going to happen. I mean, there's no permanent CEO at the moment because their last CEO was ousted at the end of last year. So it's just really a lot of flux. I think ultimately, if this scenario happens as has been described in reports in the past few days, you have a situation where TSMC, the Taiwanese chip maker, would be running Intel's plants in the U.S., and then you have a company potentially like Broadcom that acquires the rest of Intel. So presumably it lives on in some state, but I mean, gosh, that's a lot of upheaval.
You said there's no permanent CEO. Is there a possibility? Can you right the ship and catch up?
I think so, maybe. But, I mean, obviously, if you wrote off Apple when they were 90 days away from bankruptcy, when Steve Jobs came back, then you would feel a little foolish at this point. So who knows? But there's just a lot of things to fix. There's the technology, as we described. There's the factory network that they have that they essentially have been trying to expand and get ready to take orders from outside customers, which was a new thing for Intel. And that thing's been really kind of slow going, and trying to get big clients to use it would be another challenge. And then obviously, as we said, catching up against NVIDIA and sort of the hottest area of the chip sector is a really big challenge.
That is Bloomberg's Nick Turner. Thanks very much for the reporting. You can hear our Tech and Business Report weekdays at 12:30 on KCBS. And for more, tune into Bloomberg Technology Weekdays that comes at you at 8 a.m.